Picture using algae as a sponge. The one-cell plants attach themselves to the polluting metals. You pull them out of the water, squeeze out the metals in an acid solution, and reuse the algae sponge 30 times. Researcher Richard Sayer has genetically altered the algae to sop up more pollution than ever.
We've improved their ability to sequester and bind these heavy metals by a factor of 5.
Sayer stresses the algae itself won't be put into the lakes free-floating, and it won't even be living.
The metal binding capacity is about 3 times greater when they're dead than when they're alive.
The next step for Sayer this coming year, convincing a few cities to let him put this algae into pollution control equipment so he can prove to them it's a cheap and effective way to stop industrial waste before it gets into waterways. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.